I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There is an illusion of calm over Tibet. Anger over China's ruthless crackdown in March still seethes. As the Olympic Games in Beijing near, the spotlight brings awareness of Tibet's plight. But the Tibetans are also looking for hope. Words of Hope's Lita Young says,
"The broadcast that Words of Hope is involved in every night continue to broadcast hope and the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to Tibetan people. The Chinese in the past have banned Tibetan people from listening to foreign stations, but we do know from a number of testimonies that people do listen quietly in private."
Next, the spike in fuel costs translates to skyrocketing traveling expenses. That can be especially hard on short-term mission trips. Buckner International's Ronnie Rock says they launched an online tool to help team members raise funds through a website, itsyourmission.com.
They can share where they're going, they can share pictures of their destination, share their heart's passion, and encourage friends and family to donate and then share that message with other friends. So that single person's passion for ministry can be shared with an entire community online.
Rock says this tool enables people to go on the trips and be the vessels of the gospel in person. And a tragic bus accident killed a student missionary in Peru July 5th. Gregory Gomez IV deferred a good job offer to serve with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board's REAP South team. REAP is a strategy to start indigenous church planting movements among the unreached peoples of South America. So pray that God would comfort the REAP South team and pray that God would use them to reach South America with the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing in the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.